This is all now. No turning around. I won't let you down. Just hold on. Take a leap of faith with me. My novella girl.
What's up? What's up, Grinders? Welcome back to the Weekend Grind Podcast brought to you by RotoGrinders.com. I'm Josh Sir Giant. As always, here on the weekend with you guys, getting ready to break down some NBA. We've got a nice four-game slate. Travis, Mr. Chalkman, going, won't be with us this weekend, but he'll be back next weekend. So I'll be rocking with you guys here, helping you get some nice daily fantasy lineups in order. Go ahead, give me a follow on Twitter if you haven't already. You can follow me at Real Joshua Giant. That's at Real Joshua Giant. And as always, make sure you check out the content on the main page of Road Grinders. Help you out, get you ready to go for the slate tonight. Nice small four-game slate, as I mentioned. Locking at 7:30 p.m. Eastern time. There's some good contests up here, you know, take advantage of, enjoy some games here for the weekend. So make sure you do that. MLB right around the corner. Definitely going to look forward to that. Been watching some preseason baseball, and I'm looking forward to covering some baseball for you guys once the season comes around. But for now, focus on the NBA here, and we're going to start it here with the first game of the night. We've got the Washington Wizards in Miami against the Heat. 206 is the over-under. Heat are a five-point home favorite. This is an interesting game. 206 tied for the lowest total on the slate, so just to keep that in mind. But it is expected to be a close game with that five-point spread, so there's some places that we can target. Typically, my rule here is just to stay away from playing guards against Miami. Miami tends to be one of the best at the league at defending the point guard position, especially. So for me, I think that I'm going to stay away from the point guards on the Washington Wizards tonight. I know that they'll probably garner some ownership because they are priced fairly across the industry. But for me, going to stay away from that situation. If I was going to target anyone here on the Wizards side of the ball, it's probably going to be Markieff Morris or Otto Porter. Those are the two guys I like a lot here. Otto Porter has been just kind of picking up the scoring and whatnot, and Markieff Morris has a good rebounding ability, gets you that double-double bonus, especially over on DraftKings. 5,600 is his price on DraftKings. I like it over there. Draws a good matchup. In the three games against the Miami Heat this season in 29 minutes per game, he's averaged 28 fantasy points, so about a point per minute guy. He's been getting some minutes, 26 minutes, 42 minutes the game before that, 28, 31. So, you know, he's going to get some minutes out there. As long as he gets you around the 30-minute mark, he should be fine, and that price, as I said, is fair. And Otto Porter at 6,600, DraftKings, he's small forward and power forward eligible. He hasn't, you know, done great against Miami this season so far, but I do believe that some of that to the effect is, you know, Washington being a different team early in the year, especially John Wall being out now. Porter's been just carrying some of that usage now and getting some extra run out there on the court. He should be fine tonight. And, you know, I'm trying not to target this game too heavy, but those are the two guys. If I was going to pick anyone from this game or from the Wizards side of the ball in this game, it would be Porter and Morris. And like I said, stay away from those guards is my advice. Don't like playing guards against the Heat. Their defensive strategy does really well against point guards. So let's move on now to the Heat side of the ball. There's a lot of guys here that you could pick from, and it's kind of makes it difficult because they do have more of a full, healthy lineup now. I know that James Johnson and Kelly Olynyk are going to probably garner some ownership in tournaments, and I think that they're both fine plays, but I'm not really going to be chasing them too hard. The only guy that I'm really looking at here is maybe Dwayne Wade on FanDuel, specifically not on DraftKings, because the price difference between him and Tyler Johnson, who I like a little bit better, you know, it's a different kind of approach here for each side, as we know, with the positional lock eligibility. Dwayne Wade at 4,900 on FanDuel opens up some doors for you. If it fits your roster construction, you could get who you want. I'm not going to talk you off of it, but not going to go out of my way to roster Dwayne Wade either. But he's really the only guy on the Heat that I'm going to target here. Like I said, not too fond of this game. There's two other games on the slate that I like a lot more. So we'll move on to the next one. The next one, we got the Memphis Grizzlies in Dallas against the Mavericks. 206 again, tied for the lowest total on the slate. The Mavericks are 9-point home favorites here. There's some plays here that we could look at. It's interesting now, you know, with the injury situations going on. Marc Gasol is expected to sit, you know, get some rest. Tyreke Evans is questionable. Harrison is out. Parsons is questionable. So there's some issues here with the injury. This is one of those games that as we get closer to lock, you're going to have to make decisions based on who's out and who's in. If Marc Gasol misses, I'm going to be firing up Jamichael Green, Deonta Davis, Even Ivan Rabb is a guy that's been popping up. I think that he's someone we could look at. Jarrell Martin came back after his knee injury, and he played 30 minutes. So as long as he's playing without restrictions, I think we could continue to target him. I just have a hard time kind of pinpointing here where we should go before the injury news breaks. So make sure you keep an eye on that. But the main injury news you want to look at is if Marc Gasol is in or out. If Marc Gasol is out, fire up Deonta Davis, Jamichael Green, especially on FanDuel. Love his price on FanDuel. And Jarrell Martin, as long as there's no minutes restriction, which I don't think there's going to be. So I think that Jarrell Martin is a guy that we could definitely get out there. And he's been doing very well. His price has stayed fairly reasonable to where you could make lineups and get some of those higher-priced guys in. It's a small slate. It's a four-game slate. So there's not a lot of places you could go. And a lot of these guys are going to be popular, especially if Marc Gasol's out. But that's fine. Dallas is absolutely terrible at defending the rim. Terrible at rebounding, 29th in the league at defending the power forward position, 30th in the league, dead last in the league at defending overall rebounding. So that's something that you have to your advantage by rostering some of the bigs here on the Memphis side of the ball. Bigs just usually tend to crush against the Dallas Mavericks, so you want to take advantage of that while you can. Also against the center position, they rank 22nd in the league. So make sure that you get some of the Dallas bigs in there and pay attention to that Marc Gasol news. That's going to make all the difference tonight. And hopefully the ownership doesn't go too crazy on these bigs. If the news breaks a little bit later, some people might not really get in there and adjust to that. So that's a good place to go here if you're looking at this game. On the other side of the ball here, we have the Dallas Mavericks. For me, I like Dennis Smith Jr. I think he's a safer play. His price is just staying in that mid-range spot. He's a guy that you know is going to produce for you. Love him in cash games tonight. Definitely want to get some exposure to him and on the cash side of the ball. And Harrison Barnes. Harrison Barnes is a guy with tons of upside that just tends to get overlooked. And he's solid, too. I would play him in cash as well. But Harrison Barnes is a guy here that we could roster, I think feel comfortable about, know that he's not going to end up, killing your lineups, which is absolutely crucial in a four-game slate. You don't want to get any duds in your lineups. And he's played three games against the Memphis Grizzlies this season, 36.5 minutes per game and 33.5 fantasy points per game. Average in that span, put up almost 20 points per game in those games as well. So he's a guy that I really do like here. And as we know, the Memphis Grizzlies are absolutely terrible at defending the wings, and they have a hard time on the glass too. And Harrison Barnes could pick up some rebounds if he gets out there. Picked up 7 last game, 6 before that, 7 before that, 5 before that. We've seen a spike in his rebounding, so take advantage of that while you can. If there was a matchup where he could keep continuing putting up those kinds of rebound numbers, this is a matchup where he can continue to do so. So that's definitely a spot that I would look. So Harrison Barnes for me, as well as Dennis Smith Jr., are the two guys that I'm really targeting from the Dallas side of the ball. Not going to talk you off. If you want to take a shot on Wesley Matthews, since it's just a short slate and you're going to try to get some different stuff going on in your lives, everyone else you want to zig when they zag, because I do think the two of them maybe a little bit more popular just because the slate's so short. If this is a 7-game slate, I don't think that you get Harrison Barnes at a high ownership. But tonight, you might get him a little bit higher just because it's a short slate. So keep an eye on the injury news, though, for this game, seriously, because it's really going to make all the difference about where you go. So we'll move on now to the last game of the slate. Oh, not the last game, sorry. We got two more. Okay, we got the San Antonio Spurs in Oklahoma City against the Thunder. 210.5 is the over-under. Oklahoma City is a 5-point favorite here at home. This is an interesting game because, you got an up-paced team, with a guard like Westbrook going against the Spurs, who are a little bit slower paced. Pau Gasol is questionable, and that's going to really make a difference here. His absence would have a huge, huge effect on the front court here for the Spurs, which probably would slide Aldridge over down to the 5. And if that happens, he's not going to be facing off with Melo, and I really want him to have that matchup against Melo. I feel like Aldridge will absolutely own Melo in this spot. So we'll see how that ends up playing out. Keep an eye on that Pau Gasol news. I don't think Rudy Gay is a guy I'm going to chase. I know that he's someone that people were looking at against the Warriors the other day, but I think that the well is tapped there. I don't think we could trust him that he'll get the minutes out there to really justify his price tag and whatnot. So I think we can move past him. One guy I do want to look at here, though, I do think that if Patty Mills starts, he's someone that we could definitely target, especially in cash. He'll be safe. He's nice and cheap. And yeah, I think I'll just have more like interest in Aldridge if he plays the four. I don't really love Aldridge at the five. It's going to be more of a difficult matchup. The Thunder tend to be harder on centers than they are on power forwards. So depending on how that matchup goes for me and how that news goes at Pau Gasol, it's really going to affect it. So if Pau Gasol's out, I think I'm going to stay away from Aldridge. If he's in, then I'll probably fire up some Aldridge here and try to take advantage of that situation with him playing at the four and getting that sweet matchup against Melo. So that's where I am over there on the Spurs. Let's move on to the Thunder now. The two guys I really want to try to jam in are going to be Westbrook and Paul George. Westbrook especially, you know, by far, he is the most expensive guy on the slate, but he's also by far the best option on the slate. And I understand that there's some game theory that say to fade him in cash, you have to lock him in. Like, it, just lock and load him in cash. Don't even think twice about it. But in tournaments, there might be some merit game theory-wise to fade Westbrook. He's going to be the highest owned point guard without a doubt. So you have to make a decision if you want to have him there or not. You know, the problem is if you don't have him and he absolutely goes off, your lineups are pretty much going to be dead. Now, if he... you don't have him, and obviously he bombs a little bit, and he's super chalky, he's going to give you an advantage. So you have to make that decision. Maybe if I was making one lineup tonight in tournaments and I was looking for that, you know, first place spot, I think I might end up having to fade him here. But if you're building multiple lineups, you want to have a heavy amount of Westbrook. You know, don't try to get too cute here, you know, especially in cash. Like I said, lock and load him in cash. But, you know, for cash, for tournaments, I think there's merit to fading Westbrook here. Paul George, though, I think will come at a lower ownership. Love this matchup here for him, and I will be trying to get him into my lineups as much as I can. And let's move on to the last game of the night now with the highest game total. This is a game that we really want to look at. When you look at a four-game slate, roster construction-wise, you usually want to try to target the games with the highest pace and the highest game total. This certainly fits that mold for this four-game slate. Got to work with what you're given. 218.5 is the over-under. Now, the only issue is the blowout potential. The Clippers are 12-point favorites at home here against the Magic. Now, the Magic have some injury things they need to work out here. Aaron Gordon's still in concussion protocol. Evan Fournier is going to be out. With those two guys off the court, Jonathan Simmons is seriously a guy you want to target, close to a 30% usage rate in this situation. So make sure you give him a look. And I think that his price on DraftKings is something that you should try to take advantage of. On FanDuel, he's a bit more expensive, but I'll still fire him up over there in the situational matchup. The Magic, you know, they're in play here. I think Simmons is a guy, like I said. Vucevic, I think, is a guy we could take advantage of. Gets a good matchup down low against the Clippers. Mario Hezonja, you guys are going to rip me for this one. However you say his name is, you know, these guys with the weird names. You know, Super Mario, call him. I know it's supposed to be Mario Chalmers, but I'm going to use it for Mario Hezonja today. He's a guy that's certainly in play, still cheap, and I think that you could get him here in this high-paced game, and he should be able to pay off his salary. So those are the three guys I'm really going to target hard. I think you could get some salary savings with, like, DJ Augustine or Shelvin Mack. You know, they both kind of fit the build for you if you want to find some savings and some just different ways to go, and you want to look at some cap savings at the guard position. Mack and DJ Augustine are both guys that I would be perfectly fine with loading up, especially in tournaments where you're trying to find some different ways to go. On the Clippers side, they're fully healthy, and that, you know, kind of makes things a little bit easier in some ways to look at where we want to go. Lou Williams started last game, so if he continues to start, he's certainly in play. And I think that Lou Williams has been, you know, he's been the usage monster here for the Clippers. He's going to continue to be so. They're going to lean on him for scoring, so Sweet Lou is certainly in play here for me. Going to try to get as much Sweet Lou as I can in my lineups. DeAndre Jordan looked absolutely incredible last game against that Cavs team. And the Magic are bottom-ranked in the league against centers. Vucevic isn't really the best defender, so I think DeAndre Jordan, again, on the slate is also a good play. Center position is a bit thin on the slate, so if you're looking, you know, DraftKings, you have that positional, multi-position eligibility, so you could put some of those fours in the five spot, but on a site like FanDuel where you're forced into picking a center, DeAndre Jordan is a great place to go tonight. My Montrezl Harrell, my God, this guy has been an absolute beast, you know, and I think he's going to continue to go off tonight. He's super cheap still. He's going to be my my play here of the day, my lock and load. I'll just give it to you guys here instead of doing a separate segment since we're doing the solo with you guys. Montrezl Harrell, man, lock and load him in. He's just super cheap and gets you where you want to go. I don't care how high owned he is tonight. He's going to be in my lineups, and so going to continue roll with that. And for me, just like focusing on those guys like DeAndre Jordan, Montrezl Harrell, Lou Williams, Sweet Lou is the guy like I said, that I'm definitely going to try to get in there, and I'll have a ton of exposure to. I think tonight's going to come down roster construction wise to whether or not you want to go completely different than everyone else, or you want to take a shot on just trying to roll out with more chalky options. Four game slate, shallow slates like this, especially like this where the games are, there's, you know, a couple of exciting games, but nothing too crazy. There's no like clear cut game tonight that you really, besides that one I just talked about, the other one, or, you know, the others are kind of more bland. So you want to just try to construct your rosters in the best ways that you can and base it off of decisions like, do you want to pay up for Westbrook tonight? Do you want a game stack tonight? Do you want to go completely different and off the board from everyone else? Because there are some nice tournament pivots to go to tonight that will be lower owned, as I mentioned earlier. So it just comes down to which way you want to go with your roster. And I think that once you make that decision on where you want to allocate your cap, it's going to make things a lot easier for you. So if you have any questions or comments, feel free to hit me up on Twitter. At Real Joshua Giant is my handle. At Real Joshua Giant. I'm here to help with you guys and talk throughout the day up to lock. Lock at 7:30 p.m. Eastern time, as I mentioned. But yeah, you know, we covered the slate, short slate. So we'll be back tomorrow to cover the NBA games for you guys. And hope you'll be in touch with me on Twitter before then. So that'll be it. We did it. We did it. Good luck today, Grinders. Hope you guys have a great day. Enjoy the games. And I'll be back tomorrow.
It really is a shame. Left sitting in the rain till you brought me an umbrella and you kissed away the pain. Just hold on. Take a leap of faith with me. My novella girl, you're smarter than you know. My novella girl, the one I'll always hold. My novella girl, if anything goes wrong, remember that you're strong. Just put on this song. My novella girl.
Coming from a bad path, I was left in abuse. But I'm thankful, cause that's the path that led me to you. The smile on my face, it would never be true if I kept wasting time meant for spending with you. So this is us, okay? Have trust that I wanna make it. Wouldn't be us if it didn't get complicated. Feel the love when I'm holding your hand and your head held high, cause you know I'm your man.
Just hold on. Take a leap of faith with me. My novella girl, you're smarter than you know. My novella girl, the one I'll always hold. My novella girl, if anything goes wrong, remember that you're strong. Just put on this song. This is all now. No turning around. And I won't let hold on, take a leap of faith with me. My novella girl, you're smarter than you know. My novella girl, the one I'll always hold. My novella girl, if anything goes wrong, remember that you're strong. Just put on this song. My novella girl, you're smarter than you know. My novella girl, the one I'll always hold. My novella girl, if anything goes wrong, remember that you're strong. Just put on this song.